Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you to a jam-packed episode 160 from The New World Next Week, which, of course, you can find everything you need at NewWorldNextWeek.com. James, it's just past midnight here in the States and is now Independence Day, but I think July 4th Independence Day memes aren't just for America anymore, as we see all around the world geopolitical action happening in Egypt, and I think perhaps big action coming in Portugal next. Too many developing stories to keep track and put on the record right here for you. So, James, I think instead something interesting to do, a piece from naturalnews.com from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. Revolutionary ways to celebrate your independence from the system on this July 4th. And let's just you and I go down this list of ways, and we can kind of talk about the ways that we can and try and do these in our own lives. None of us are, of course, 100%, but it's all about striving and sharing. For our purposes here, I've kind of rearranged and bundled some of the items together, James. But first one, number one on the list, independence from lying mainstream media. I essentially try and vote with my dollar to the best of my ability. I pretty much pay my internet bill and I pay my Netflix bill. Other than that, it's pretty much either independent or open source news for me.
I can't remember the last time I paid for media, other than I occasionally go to the movies, I must admit. But other than that, no, we've tried to get rid of that as much as possible from our lives.
Yep. And when you do, it's easy. You know, I think like record stores or even second run movie theaters that you can go to. Also on the list, and I put them together, James, because I think they are hand in hand. One influences the other. Independence from the for-profit sick care system and independence from the corporate monopolized global food system. As has been said many, many times before, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. I'm by no means perfect on this point, but have been growing and learning over these last several years. Thanks in no small part to my amazing girlfriend. Thanks in a huge part also to being fortunate enough to be in a city like Portland, which does pretty well on the foodie scene, James.
Exactly right. Well, you're lucky to be living there, I think, because there is a lot of that infrastructure there on the ground. But again, this is exactly what we talked about last week. If you are what you eat, then do you want to be all that chemical crap that they're putting in these processed foods? I certainly don't. So this is something that, again, people can start today. There's no reason for it to delay it. You can start sourcing local organic foods and eating a little bit healthier. And that's definitely the best medicine I can think of for preventing all sorts of disease.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Independence from the government-run public school indoctrination system. Now, James, it's far too late for me as I went through the 15 or however many years of public school indoctrination. Fortunately, I think I made it out the other side. I will put you on the spot, though, James, with now a new son to think about. What are you going to do about the schooling if you've figured it out?
Well, we don't know exactly what we're going to do yet, but we're certainly not putting him in daycare or kindergarten at this point. And when he gets older, I think we're going to try to involve him in the decision if he wants to go to a schooling environment or wants to do homeschooling or whatever that might be. So we'll be figuring that out together, but we're definitely not putting him in the public school system by default anyway.
Two others that I think fit together: independence from social oppression and political correctness, and also independence from the myth of police protection. James, I think you could sum a lot of these up by just essentially, as I try and live my life, by the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you won't have to involve the sort of bankster protection racket of the police, and you won't have to fall into any of these other sort of, you know, social political correctness kind of quandaries.
Exactly right. It's all part of that independence and getting off the grid.
Now, three that all go well together: independence from the global banking cartel and fiat currency, independence from credit card companies and predatory banks, and independence from economic slavery as a wage slave. Now, I've got all my money out of any of the big banks. I've got split up what money I do have into two locally owned credit unions. And I think striving every day to try and become more independent and never really be a wage slave. James, I think you're an amazing inspiration on that point of building and doing what you love and turning it into something that you can not get rich on, but live and survive and feel good about it.
And of course, I couldn't do that without the support of all the people out there. So absolutely my huge thanks to all of you that do make that possible. But exactly right. I think this is the fundamental key to independence. Independence in terms of where you store your money, how you earn your money, what you spend your money on. This is one of those linchpins that they've used to try to suppress humanity for so long. So I think getting off of it is the most important thing we can do.
One of the hardest ones, independence from city infrastructure services. As Mike Adams notes, the grid will fail, and how dependent you are on the water, power, and sewer systems could become a very important thing. We are all pretty well connected to it. Again, an interesting inspiration for me. You may recall last year, James, and we would talk on Food World Order about milking goats at a friend's farm. They're here in the city. You wouldn't really know it. It's about a mile away walk, and they've started to get off the grid in a number of ways concerning water and power and sewer. So it can actually be done, James.
Well, that's excellent to hear, and it's great to see more and more people turning to that. It is such an important part of all of this because, again, in the collapse scenario, if you're dependent on these systems for control, then they have the ultimate control over you. So, absolutely, we all have to try, and I'm certainly no example myself at this point, but we have the storable food saved up for the beginning of a collapse, but it's that long-term independence that I think we all have to keep striving for.
Now, a really difficult one, James, the final one, and I think it'll transition us now quickly into our second set of stories, but independence from internet addiction, and I think it's something that all of us, if you are watching this right now, any way, shape, or form, you probably, over the last 10 or so years, have probably at moments gone, yeah, I don't really know what I would do without the internet. I can't remember it. I mean, of course, we can remember the time before the internet, but we got to be careful it doesn't completely take over, and we still got to get out there in the daylight and the sunshine.
I guess that's one of the differences between our media and commercial media is that I genuinely do want you to tune out and to turn this off and eventually to get away from hanging on every word of even the alternative media. I think to a certain extent we need to turn off and we need to reposition ourselves in the world itself rather than through a media lens. And I think once we can get to that point, I think things will definitely improve as people once again start to connect with the people around them rather than, you know, ephemeral ghosts on the internet.
I think it's an important flashback note, James. We'll include your own last word on independence from a couple of years ago on this Independence Day and quickly move to our second set of stories this week, posted to my own cyberspacewar.com. U.S. government declares hacking an act of war, then hacks allies. This from WashingtonExaminer.com. Revelations from European leaders this past Monday, July 1st, that the National Security Agency bugged European Union offices in Washington and hacked into its computer network bring to light hypocrisy on the part of the U.S. government. Now, of course, we know going years back, the U.S. government essentially said anyone that hacked would be an act of war. So now that the EU offices have been hacked by the U.S. government, one has to wonder if that counts as an act of war, or do we have to fall back on that old trope here that, you know, it's not fascism as we do it. When we do it, I should say, James. Also going on in the cyberspace war world, the Snowden saga goes on, as the recent Bolivian airline action shows. And we've even retroactively moved the goalposts, as we do so often here in the United States of hypocrisy, as the Pentagon is updating its conflict rules in cyberspace. So, of course, to retroactively make it not an act of war when we do it, James.
Exactly right. The hypocrisy is so blatant, and I don't think anyone is surprised at this. Germany and France and these other countries can pretend outrage at this, but of course they've been complicit in this all along. It's just that now that it's being made public, they end up with egg in their face if they don't come out railing against it. So I think this is something that's been understood, but it is still important that it's being exposed to the public, because that pulls the rug out from under the U.S. administration from their plans, which have been recently revealed by insiders. They've been planning for 2 years now, this big campaign about Chinese cyber hacking. They were even planning on indicting Chinese hackers and all of this. And the rug has been completely pulled out from under that. They cannot just go ahead with that campaign without acknowledging the innate hypocrisy of spying on everyone and then trying to make it look like they're the victims in all of this. So at the very least, I think this has been a positive in that regard.
And I think we can include a couple of other positive notes, again, in related to this story. Again, posted to my own cyberspacewar.com. And a huge thanks to our friend Brock West of the Asia Pacific Perspective, APPerspective.net. Students destroy NSA recruiters over spying. And a really great watch, if you got the 18 minutes for it, Kim.com of course, Mega Upload Infamy. His full speech to New Zealand's parliament on their sort of intelligence committee concerning the extension of their own spy powers, and he pretty much just lays it out, essentially laying out the hypocrisy of all of this, including our own national security state here in the States. And I'll, of course, thank and give the hat tip on Twitter at Budinsky420 for using hashtag New World Next Week, thereby alerting me to that story, and I would not have seen that. And again, I'll implore folks out there to use hashtag New World Next Week to get stories that James and I may have missed. James?
Absolutely, and I haven't had a chance to watch that video yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
There's a couple priceless moments. Don't you want us to ask you questions? You'll enjoy it. Our third and final stories this week, James, go to my own holyhexes.com with a story that, James, you mentioned to me as some of the fallout was happening, but I knew immediately this story originally traced back to last Friday, June 28th. Vatican official arrested for trying to bring 26 million into Italy on a government plane. A Vatican cleric and two other people were arrested last Friday, June 28th, by Italian police for allegedly trying to smuggle 20 million euros, that's 26 million in fiat U.S. currency, in cash into the country from Switzerland by private jet. It's just the latest scandal to hit the Holy See and broadens an Italian probe into its secretive bank. Monsignor Nunzio Scarano, already under investigation in a purported money laundering plot involving the Vatican Bank, is accused of corruption and slander and was being held at a Rome prison. Scarano's arrest came just 2 days after the new Pope, Francis, created a commission of inquiry into the Vatican Bank to get to the bottom of the problems that have plagued it for decades and contributed to the impression that it's an unregulated offshore tax haven. So then the fallout happened. Top Vatican Bank managers resign after Monsignor's arrest. And interestingly enough, James, Ernst von Freiberg, a German who earlier this year became president of the bank, officially known as the Institute for Works of Religion, IOR, will assume the role of bank director until a permanent replacement is appointed. God's banksters indeed, James.
Indeed. And again, I hope people will look into some of the history of the Vatican Bank and the shady things that have been associated with it in the past. But this is just another peek underneath that curtain of secrecy that has hidden all of these transactions. And to say that this suggests that the bank might be an offshore unregulated tax haven is putting it mildly indeed. I think that's exactly one of the functions that it serves. And we just do not have access to all of the data on all of the illicit transactions they're doing. But when these types of scandals break, it does give us at least a little window into what's happening there, and there will be fallout from this, some political fallout. I don't think that it's going to fundamentally shake up the very structure of the bank, but at the very least, it'll bring hopefully a little bit more scrutiny to it and what it's doing behind closed doors.
And we will include the flashback story, as I'm not making up the term God's banker, as there was a man named Roberto Calvi. And just why he was found hung under the Blackfriars Bridge in London is an amazing tale, and we'll include a video documentary to get acquainted with that story. To end it on a bizarre note, James, on a related note, there's, of course, never one scandal going on concerning the Vatican or the Catholic Church. Concurrently, there is a rent boy sex scandal rocking the Vatican, where one pedophile priest has been busted. Now he's ratting out all kinds of other guys, and he's busted out some amazing allegations of Satanism claims, like stealing church relics and having them used in occult rituals. And those are the kind of things that I do track on my site, holyhexes.com. We will leave it there, James, for this 4th of July Independence meme episode of The New World Next Week. And as I can already hear a little bit of the fireworks going off behind me again, we want to remind folks again to turn this off and to go outside and to enjoy life, because that's ultimately why we're doing it. And James, I always enjoy doing these episodes with you.
Absolutely, but it's not just about beer and hot dogs. You should also be thinking about independence in every way. Absolutely. Well, once again, just a hats off to all the people out there for spreading the word about this deprogramming and for tuning out of the Matrix. James, looking forward to it again next week.
Thanks so much. Take care.